Baltimore and Texas on Saturday. The pitching matchup, Austin Bibbins-Dirks and Kevin Gausman. But all eyes on Adrian Beltre as he is two hits shy of 3,000.
And the payoff pitch swung on. That one's hit well. High in the air to deep left center. That's on its way, and that ball is gone well over the Orioles' bullpen. Tremendous blast to left center by Trey Mancini, giving the Orioles a 1-0 second inning lead, his 17th home run of the year.
The 1-1
swung on, and there's a high drive to left center field. Going back is Gomez to the track, at the wall, gone. This one in the Orioles' bullpen. Number 5 for Caleb Joseph, his 20th run batted in. Two homers in a span of three batters give the Orioles a 2-0 lead.
To get it started, Gausman's first pitch is lifted high and deep in the center field. Jones ranging back. He's at the track near the wall. He leaps, and Adam Jones makes the catch. Are you kidding me? He goes over the center field wall and denies Joey Gallo what would have been his 26th home run of the season. The All-Star center fielder Adam Jones pulls one back for Baltimore, and the score remains 4-0. The 2-0 ground ball deep in the hole at short. It's by Tejada and into left. Career hit 2,999 for Adrian Beltre. He is one away from 3,000.
Gausman ready to go. Here's the pitch. Beltre swings it to ground ball. Left side right at Tejada. Sets and throws, and he got him. Adrian out on one pitch here. The pitch is on the way. Beltre swings, it's a ground ball to Machado at third. He picks it on a short hop, throws to second for one, on to first. They got them both. Terrific pick by Machado on a short hop, and he turns it around the horn. And barring a miracle Ranger comeback, Adrian Beltre will go into tomorrow's game one hit shy of 3,000.
Adrian Beltre goes 1-for-4 and will enter Sunday's action just one hit shy of 3,000 in his career, looking to become the 31st member of the 3,000-hit club. He has 12 hits in his last 23 at-bats. The Rangers are shut down by the Orioles and Kevin Gausman on Saturday as they lose 4-0 in Arlington. After the game, here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister's thoughts.
No, I didn't. No. Look, it's a fair question. Obviously, with everything swirling around, the crowd. But I think Adrian, he's able to handle all that. Look, it's I don't think that he was necessarily over-anxious or anything like that. Look, he's up there doing what he does, and that's he's typically an aggressive hitter. And thought he had some good swings tonight. Look, he got the ground ball base hit, hit another ground ball hard. But no. Yeah, I don't think so. No, look, didn't get any sense of that. We left a couple sliders up in the zone, home runs mixed well. I thought, we made a little adjustment in the third inning. Was able to get through the fifth for us. I thought Tony Barnett did a great job for us, as well as Leclerc. Keep it right where it was at, in an effort to try to give this offense an opportunity to find a way to try to get something going.
Adrian Beltre inches closer to 3,000, going 1-for-4 with a single, and then making out in his last two at-bats to set up Sunday's potential milestone. Here's Beltre on All the Hoopla.
It was a nice support by the fans. It felt really, really nice. Unfortunately, that didn't happen today. But it's probably better if we can do it tomorrow with the win. Yeah, it would be nice if we get the hit and get the 3,000 and get the win. Not really. I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit. It felt really cool the way the fans were getting into it, but I wasn't anxious. I was trying to get it over with, yes.
The pitching matchup on Sunday is Wade Miley going for Baltimore against Martin Perez of Texas.